to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga. Don't know the address, but I know we're on the main street over here, and I'm just happy to be here coming tonight. It's 215 North Broadway. All right, perfect. Boom. It's all even on the menu. I mean, that's how organized these guys here are. And if you come in here and get a combination, it's $8.50 rather than the normal price of, like, it's $9-something. So come in here and see these guys. They're open till 9 on Wednesdays, and we're open till 11 on Friday night. So after the game, or if you want to cut out early, come get some good food. I mean, like I tell y'all every week, I come here and enjoy two of the combination meals, so I can't complain. The food, the service, everything's always great. And one thing I just want to point out here as we're about to get this John Limbaugh show underway is the chips are always hot. You ever notice that? I mean, every time they bring out chips fresh, they're hot, and they got that little bitty thin layer of oil on them, just perfection. But we're glad to be here, Blake Bagley, alongside Jacob Bassett, and, of course, head coach of the Wolves, John Limbaugh. And we got some special guests here this evening, some of your players that we haven't had on the show this evening. We'll have them on here in a little while. Glad to have them. But, Coach, all-around great performance this past week, a 63-13 win against Woodland, and it was almost perfect. You know, you used to not give me 100 because you said nothing's perfect. It was almost perfect, but let's start out with the only negative. Let's get the worst first. What was up with the kickoff coverage?
Well, we had a hands team in, and we left them in from the previous week and so forth like that, and we rectified that situation. I'm just glad I taught you something. I'm glad of that. Yeah, nothing's perfect. That's right. Only knew one that was, and but you know, the kickoff did not look good. It did not, and we rectified that situation. We fixed it. And, you know, we after the big run back he had, you know, but at least our kicker did stop him. We've all patted Nick on the back for that one, and the defense went in and stood strong and held him out. And then you saw our pooch kicks and our kicks afterwards. So we stopped it right in the game. But yeah, that happened, and we won't let it happen this week. But I'm really proud of our team. You know, guys, it was when you work hard in practice and the things you try to execute, when you see it being executed, defense to the offense is great. Complimentary football, and you see the passing game being, you know, passes being completed, and you see the running game going like it was, and we scored on every possession except the last one. We're in victory formation on that one. I can, as a coach, ask for more than that, and the kids played out the gate. They really played outstanding, and I told them, I said, that we just got to repeat that. Two more times this year and into the playoffs. We got to repeat that kind of play. It was no holes barred. It was reckless abandon. It was also controlled. It was all those things. And I was just glad to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, and I mean, you know, I'm giving you a hard time messing with you about to kick off. You know, you had so much success this past night. Somebody has to keep you humble. But I from the opening kickoff, I really don't think that there was ever a time in that game where I personally thought it was in doubt. I mean, I feel like you controlled both sides of the line of scrimmage, offense and defense. You came out, offensive game plan was great. Defensive game plan was up to par with greatness as well. I mean, you know, I give the offense flowers for sure, but the offense has played pretty well the whole season. I think the bigger story the second half of the season has been Coach Matt Moore and his defense.
I think you're exactly right.
I
was talking to Coach Collier about that today during one of our breaks, and I'm just so proud of and for Coach Moore. Let me tell you something, what Coach Moore does, since he's not here with us tonight. But he studies that film, and like I know, because he told me that 71% of the time our opponent Friday night is going to be throwing the football. He keeps up with everything they're doing. On the sideline, he'll be looking at what they're going to run before they run it and calling his defense accordingly. It's really so gratifying for me to see him because he's a good friend, he's a good teacher, and he's a good football coach. Mm-hmm. And it's so gratifying to see him finding accomplishment his first year on the job as a defense coordinator. And but he does a marvelous job, just magnificent. I mean, just so proud of him. And proud of our kids that they have an opportunity to play for him. So, but yeah, I agree with you, Blake. Our defense, second half of the year, all year, as you know, and we've had some shutouts and near shutouts, and but they have performed flawlessly, and they played the other night really with a zeal about them. They were playing reckless abandon football. They were going to hit somebody, and that's what they were about. And we're playing with that intensity that you want to see from the defense.
Well, and Coach, you know that they're playing great, and just the turnaround. You usually see that from 1 year to the next. You don't see that during a bye week. I mean, since the bye week, I know this is going to sound crazy to you. Your opponent scored the most points that any of your opponents have scored since the bye week at 13. You've given up 12 twice and then once 13 this past week. And I mean, you're talking about you got a team, a defense that was averaging, giving up, I believe it was like 31 points per game, that is now averaging, getting up like a 10 or 11 points per game. I mean, that's just a crazy turnaround and a heck of a job by Coach Moore. I went to his house and, working on his air conditioner and talking with him and stuff, and he had told me he'd been promoted to coordinator, and I told him congratulations, and he said, don't tell me that yet. He said, wait until you see results. And after the first 3 weeks, I was like, now I get to tell him. I was like, maybe he was right. But I mean, just what a turnaround. See some more of that. And the offense has been explosive all year. I think the least amount of points we scored all year was 21 against Winterboro, and that was just a game that we just decided that we wanted to have a gun shoot ourselves in the foot the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, I know that one still haunts you, but other than that, I mean, the offense is fired on all cylinders. How do you, as a coach, when you have an offense that's been playing well all season, how do you keep getting those guys ready and not letting them grow complacent and over arrogant about the offense?
Well, that's the trick, and in the coaching. But I think your kids can take care of a lot of that. And we have a group of seniors that really, they want this, and they've been through those lean years, so they don't want to let this time pass them by. They want to, carpe diem, seize the moment, seize the day. So that's exactly what they want to do. They don't want to let it slip by them. So they understand that every practice is important and to get better every day. That's something that's not cliche. That's something you have to do as you're approaching playoff football. As you're approaching that, you have to get better every practice because you're going to be playing better. Now we've beaten three playoff teams already this year, okay? But you're going to be playing better. When you get those playoffs, that's why they're there. They're the better teams in the state. That's why they're there. So you've got to get better as each day of practice rolls along, each week of games rolls along. You got to get a little better. But going back to the bye week, we really worked hard and did some things in that bye week that really, I think, propelled our defense and our offense to what you're seeing now. But I want to remind folks that aside from six key injuries last year, you would have seen some of this last year, too.
Agreed. I couldn't agree
I mean,
more.
People need to understand that. This is a great group of young men.
They were ready for this step last year.
Yes, they were.
Team would have went 7-2 or 6-3 last year had it not been for injuries. I do agree with that. I agree.
And, credit to the offensive line, too. Looking at the stat sheet from Friday, or Thursday, I should say, Presley had 179 on the ground and Cam had 152. If it wasn't for the offensive line play, you wouldn't have that.
100%.
Forming a pocket for him to throw for 126 yards. Yeah. We lit the stat sheet up.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you got those guys on the offensive line are working their tails off. They are taking great pride in their pancake blocks. They're taking great pride in beating that guy across the line of scrimmage and letting him know that's how it's going to be. That's the way it is. So it's so great to see these guys enjoying their job, enjoying their role, and doing so great at it,
Coach, talking about the team and fan support, it's just always there, always a big crowd. But I think we need to dish out a spirit award for two young men in the student section by the names of Tucker Thomas, I believe it was, and Judson Arant.
Judson Arant.
And I mean, it was everybody was talking and totally disengaged from the game, and these two guys were the only ones standing over there besides the other few who I don't know. They were standing there. They were hollering at you, wanting you to put up 70. They were upset. They said this game was not over.
And I think Judson yelled at the referees more than Coach Lindahl
did. I mean, they were very involved. So, Coach, what a spirit of war for those guys.
Hey, I will have to say something to them at school tomorrow and tell them thank you for their cheering and being loud and support of the team. But, you know, that's what it's all about. We have great fans, but our student section is really getting involved this year. And that's what school, you know, morale and school spirit's all about. You know, I look and saw, you know, this year what our volleyball team did for us and how they really increased the school spirit. And with football winning, how that's really increased the spirit. It's fun. I think for these kids to be at school now, it's fun.
And I wouldn't go that far, but I see where you're coming from.
But, I mean, really, truly, I mean, it's, you know, I believe we're all family. I really believe this. I'm not just saying those words. We're all family. And it's fun to see great things happening for family members. So, the kids are having fun. They're getting a lot of wins. Volleyball had just a tremendously great year. I'm so sorry it couldn't go any further, but they had a great year. And football's keeping on, and we just want to keep winning. We kind of like it.
Well, and, Coach, you know, talking about playoffs and the school spirit, if somebody would have told you 6 years ago that you would in 2025 have a more than likely, you know, you're 6-2 now, if everything goes the way you want it to, 8-2 record at the end of the year and you weren't region champs, you'd have told them they was crazy, wouldn't you?
I certainly would have.
I mean, you're talking about three really, really, really good teams at the top of this region, and, you know, no disrespect to the fourth team or beyond that, but, I mean, you got three really good teams that they could all be fighting in the final round of 8 or 4. I mean, you're talking about three really good teams.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And people didn't understand that. I mean, our region, to me, may be the toughest region in the state. I mean, Wadley's a very good football team. You know, Winterboro's a very good football team. And I think we got a good football team, but like I reminded our kids today, we got to work every practice. We got to come with our lunch pail, and we got to be ready to go. And we understand each week we have to work to reap those benefits. Mm-hmm. This is not going to give them to you. No. It's not just going to happen. We got a formidable opponent in many respects this Friday. They throw the football a lot. That's usually tough, and when they ball is a stop to pass.
Well,
we'll see.
And, Coach, you know, that was what I was going to ask you about next. You know, we've had a great season, but it's always about the next game. Not the games in the past, but the next game.
Right.
These guys having to make a long trip up from, I believe, Selma it is. So it's a long trip on the bus ride. Friday night they're going to come into a very hostile environment, Farm Links Field. Without giving too much away, what's your game plan to go ahead and keep these guys on the bus? Because you know they're going to be deflated. They're going to be down. It's a long, long bus ride up here. I know you got a game plan to come out and just, you know, go ahead and step on their throat to begin with. But, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's not so much that. It's execute what we've been doing in practice. It's execute the plays that are called for. And last week, my job was pretty easy in the game. I probably had the easiest job of anybody out there because it seemed like, well, this worked. Well, yeah, that sure did. So it's nice when that happens, but it's because of the players executing. Woodland knows how to play football. Woodland's a very good foe of ours. You know, we got a great rivalry with them. Mm-hmm. But what we were doing in practice played out on the field, and they were able to go execute what we wanted them to do. And if you take care of the football – a lot of times you can take care of the game. We took care of the football, and we did some things that's pretty important, like we blocked and we tackled. You do these things, and you'll win. You'll find ways to win. So that's what we got to do Friday.
Yeah, before we go to break, you know, you said we blocked and we tackled. Aiden Blair had 8 of those tackles, and you had 3 that had 5 apiece, Braden Wood, Jack Knowles, and Eli Burns. So
it's great,
you know,
stuff, isn't
all
it?
Around a great defensive effort, too.
And, you know, before we take a break here, you're talking about doing the small stuff. The margins are so slim. You take the Tennessee-Alabama game, for instance. I didn't watch. I just heard people talking about it. Mm. You have a guy running around in his own end zone. He trips over a lineman, falls down. There's 2 points. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, one interception. I mean, if the ball goes somewhere else, I mean, that's legitimately the difference between 23-7 or 14-14. I mean, it's just a big difference.
I've heard people say, why were they throwing the ball anyway? Well, Josh Heupel is a offensive guru. He knows what he's doing. But you put the ball in the air, anything can happen. But Alabama picked that trash, didn't they?
Yeah, I have more respect for a coach losing 37-20 being aggressive and trying to win the game than if he'd have lost the game 37-23 and a kick to field goal, play it safe. Because if you're playing not to lose, you're scared as a coach. You go out there and say, hey, we're trying to win this game. I like the play call.
Because I'm saying a lot of people would have thought he would run the ball.
That's true. That's true. But we're here at the coach's cantina hanging out. We've got two guests, Jet Line and Braden DeLoach, coming up on the other half of this break. This is the Coach's Cantina from La Costa.
When the Alabama heat hits hard or the chill sneaks in, you need comfort you can count on. Turn to the experts at Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, voted the best HVAC company in the Coosa Valley 5 years in a row. Their experienced team is ready to keep your home running smoothly, whether it's quick repair, brand new system, or routine maintenance to keep things efficient. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the hometown team that delivers results you can trust. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, online at sleepinggiantair.com. Quality doesn't cost. It pays.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra.
But what you could say is,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them, online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Blake Bagg alongside Jacob Bassett, and of course, head coach of the Wolves, John Limbaugh. We're joined by two players, I believe. One's a junior and one's a sophomore, or are we both sophomores? But, all right, we're both sophomores. Okay, Braden DeLoach and Jet Liner. Guys, glad to have y'all here today. I'm glad Coach Limbaugh didn't bring the same guys that he is usually that he leans to bring. We love all those guys, like having new faces, though. Last week, the 63-13 win over Woodland. Be honest, I knew y'all had confidence you could win the game. Did you think it would be that lopsided?
No, not really. Going into it, last year, it was a struggle last year. We lost to them really bad. But we got a lot of seniors this year. I knew we were going to do good. So I was confident going into it.
Their running back, he was good. I thought he was going to do way better, and I thought they were going to score more. But defense just did really good. And offensively, we did really good, too.
I got a personal question for you real quick. You know, we covered the basketball team last year, and you had a lot more hair then that you have now. What was the inspiration and motivation behind the haircut?
I was going to the beach during the summer, and I just had to get rid of the hair.
Yeah, wise decision.
Because, you know, that first game, we were like, where's Jet?
Yeah, I was like, what? I mean, who is that guy? We didn't recognize you.
And I was like, oh, there he is. He got his hair cut. But, you know, I've seen both of y'all come up from Pee Wee to JV, now varsity. You know, you're both key contributors. I told Coach Limbaugh Friday night after the game, I said, we need some younger guys on the show. You know, we've had seniors all year. We're starting to run out of seniors to talk to. Y'all are, like, outside of the seniors, y'all are key players for this football team and the success we've had. And, you know, what does it mean for y'all to help this group of seniors get to the playoffs? Their first time ever going.
Yeah, this group of seniors, they've been on the, like, I was a water boy, like, my brother's senior year, and they were, like, seventh graders back then, so it's crazy going into it, playing with them, knowing they played with my brothers, and it's cool. I don't know.
This group of seniors, I've played with them for a few years, but, I mean, they're a lot of them, and they're pretty good.
Yeah. You know, in the game the other night, talking about all you Deloach guys that have played, you know, from Bailey to Pacey and to Zeke and Down, I was hoping they were tuning in and listening. They probably didn't hear me say this because the message hadn't got back to me of like, oh, why'd you say that, man? I was like, I think you might be better than your brothers, man. I mean, not to go to your head or anything, but I said that. I was hoping to get a response. I didn't, so you're going to tell them I said that.
Oh, yeah, they talk about it amongst themselves. They don't like talking about it with me, though, but I'm sure they know it.
Yeah, they know. They just don't want to say it. Now I asked Jet, well, your name being Jet, you have to be the fastest guy on the team. Is that accurate?
That is not accurate, but I mean, I'm fast.
Are you
fast?
Top five?
Maybe.
And is your middle name Air?
It's Blaze.
Okay. That's even better.
That's great.
Isn't that a great middle name?
Yeah, it is. So y'all got a team coming to town this week that, you know, it's no secret they hadn't had a lot of success on the football field the last few years. How did you guys stay focused in practice this week to know that, you know, every game, both the score is 0-0 and both teams' records go out the window? How were y'all able to stay focused with them coming to town?
Definitely our teammates in practice. We're all hyped up, ready to go before practice every single day. It's fun. Like, we're all ready to go have fun at practice, you know?
Yeah.
They all contribute. Like, the seniors this year, they're great leaders this year, really. Like, the entire team we're all friends. It's a great team.
Yeah, the leadership, you know, we talked with Limbaugh about that before, the leadership of these seniors this year. I mean, it's remarkable how you got guys that, you know, 17, 18 years old that are that mature and
well,
able
you know,
to lead the locker room.
I mean, positivity, that's one of the best things that I've been involved with a lot of great leadership at Fayetteville through the years. That's no doubt. I've had some of the greatest players anybody could ever help coach. But this group of seniors, they are leaders. And it's they're leading by example. They're leading in the – and what Braden said, I love to hear him say that, that practice is fun. You know, you always don't hear kids say stuff like that. So, but, you know, the thing about Braden is, you know, I've been asked over and over. People keep coming to me, who's the best Deloach? Who's the best Deloach? What I'm proud of is I've still got a number two on the team.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm happy about now. You know, I mean, Bailey, you know, playmaker, Zeke, playmaker, you know, Pacey, playmaker. They're all playmakers. And now, and this, and you've seen him carry the ball.
We've seen him hit.
If he can hold on to it, it'd be great. But he runs the ball so hard, he runs great. But he is hitting. He's the hitting Deloach. Let me tell you something. This will knock your head off. That's what I love about him. I mean, he goes at you with reckless abandon. But you know, I kind of told one of the coaches the other day, and it's, you know, we always talk as coaches, who's the big surprise? Who's the big surprise? To me, is Jet. Not that we didn't know he wasn't capable, but this right here, he does what we need him to do. Offensively, defensively, he's going to do his best to make it happen. He's very athletic. Athleticism out the gate, but he's smart. That's the thing about it. We can pick him back at free safety because he's smart.
That's what I was about to say. You need a guy like that at the safety position. You need somebody. Yeah. You know, you don't necessarily need the biggest jack guy. You don't need the tallest guy, the fast guy. You need somebody with a high IQ because safety, I mean, you're free. Yeah. It's called a free safety for a reason. You're running around there trying to, you know, locate the ball, be at the best position. And, you know, we're going to be there Friday night just like you guys. We're going to be there at 6:30 for pregame coverage followed by live game action at 7. We need to get there at 6, though, if you want to see senior night, correct?
You got to get there early because we got a lot of seniors to talk about.
Y'all going
to
have an early dismissal, you know, to start senior night with the band, cheerleaders.
That's exactly right. And, so there's a lot going on in Pelham, that's right. So we want our, you know, you get the ticket for $10 and $5 for parking. It'll be the best $15 you ever spent. I mean, I think it costs much or more than that to go to a movie now.
Now, look, is it against the rules for 6 or 7 people to go park at Big Daddy's and then bet it fit about 12 people in one car?
I just call that smart.
All right, I just make sure, you know.
But you know, yeah, they do need to get there early because it's going to be a full stand and people's going to be there supporting these guys, but they got to come on out and get a seat early.
Last game of the season at home for you guys as of now. Now, of course, if we advance in the playoffs, you know, we could have another home game, but last regular season, a regular season game at home. What does this mean to you guys, and what's your message to the fans?
It's fun to go out there every single day and just have these teammates to. It's a fun thing, our teammate.
Well, atmosphere wise, yeah. You know, just the atmosphere of practice is a lot of fun, and we get really into it. And our fans, you know, we will appreciate them so much, because without them, what, you know, the game's not near what it is. So we want our fans there to support. And look, one thing about our team and our fans and our school, and you're part of it, you know, it's family. It's family. Everybody knows one another. Mm-hmm. Something happens, everybody knows about it, like right then, you know.
You do not disrespect an adult or a teacher, because your parents will know about it before you get home.
Before you get to the house. So yep. Maybe it's a real close atmosphere. It's a real family atmosphere. And I think it's these boys here, is my kids, you know. And I really do. And it's just great to be a part of it.
Well, Blake says I'm adopted into the family.
Yeah, we adopted him. You know, we accepted
him. That's right, absolutely.
You know, he's grafted in, kind of like we're grafted into Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Grafted in divine, that's right.
But again, as we host Elwood Christian, 6:30 Friday evening for pregame coverage, followed by live game action at 7. It is senior night, so get there early if you want a good seat. And David, cue the music, because y'all know what time it is.
All right.
This is time for picks, right, Jacob? And,
yes.
And I just, a message to you guys. Y'all are 10th graders. Y'all still got a few more years going on this show. So if y'all pick right and your picks come to pass, then we'll have y'all on the next 2 years. But if you don't do a good job, then, you know, we can't have you back on.
I do have a question about this. Nobody's really keeping up with this, are they?
No.
I just hope not.
We're going to start next year. We're going to start. Let's do it.
But before I go into picks, I do have one more thing to say about last Thursday night. I'm disappointed Ross didn't score, and I'm happy that Ever scored.
Yeah.
Isn't that good stuff?
That was very good stuff. He was excited after the game.
And let me throw it out there now, so I don't have to hear from him tomorrow. But how about Braden Liner?
Oh, yeah.
Running the football? He did so good. He really did. He ran so hard. He did so good. And I was so proud of him for that.
I don't forget what game, if it was this year or last year, but Braden ran it like 6 times. He ran it inside the 10, then he got it again. And he ran it like 3 or 4 times, got it all the way down to the 1-yard line, and then somebody else got the ball to score. And I was like, man, that's messed up.
Cody Pate will tell you right now that I did that his whole career. I let him run it down there and somebody else to run it in. He'll tell you that. Cody Pate will tell you that right now.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, well, let's get the picks out of the way. The first one, Ole Miss lost a heartbreaker to Georgia last week. I told you I was going to ride the Lane train till it started falling apart. I don't think it's falling apart just yet. They do have a tough test in Norman against John Mateer and the Oklahoma Sooners. For the first time this season, I'm going to pick against the Rebels just because it's a home game in Norman, and that's a tough place to play.
Oklahoma was my preseason SEC championship pick. The only reason I'm going to go against them, though, is because John Mateer hadn't been playing great. He's not 100% yet. Had he not had that hand surgery, I'm pretty sure they would be undefeated right now. So I'm going to go with Ole Miss, but I definitely think Oklahoma could win. I don't know what the spread is, but I'm going to take Ole Miss on the road. They're going to be pretty ticked off about that game last week.
Yeah, I know Oklahoma's got a great defense. They really do, but their offense is not stellar with him, like I say, Mateer being hurt and all. But I think Ole Miss can outscore them. I think they got a little something to prove now with their loss last Saturday. So I'm going Ole Miss.
I don't know much about neither one of the teams for real, but I think Ole Miss is going to win.
I think Ole Miss is going to win too.
All right.
Great pick, sir.
Yeah, good picks. And so far, y'all get to come back next year.
Last week, Memphis lost a heartbreaker to UAB. It was a very good game. I can hear the crowd. You know, I was at Topgolf Saturday, and next door is Protective Stadium, the UAB crowd. There wasn't a whole lot of people there, but you would have thought the place was packed. Yeah. They lost their first loss all year. But now they turn around and have to play another good football team in South Florida who's playing really good football. The game's at the Liberty Bowl, and I think Memphis is going to turn it back around this week, and they're going to pull it out.
You know, to defend Memphis, the only reason they lost that game is because you got an interim coach takes over, totally changes the offense. They don't know what in the world's coming. I'm going to chalk that up. Not that UAB didn't earn the win. I'm glad they got them a win, but it's because, I mean, you play a team, you have no film on them, totally changes things around. I think this is really going to see what kind of coach that Alex Golish is for USF. If he has his guys ready, they come in and get the win against a ticked-off Memphis team. The reason I put this one on here is this is a playoff elimination game. Whoever wins this game is probably going to go to the playoffs. unless they rematch in the AAC championship or that I don't know what they
the
call
AAC.
It. Well, the AAC because it's the
Athletic,
American.
Yeah.
No, it's not Athletic Conference anymore. It's the American Conference Championship. So the American Conference, whoever wins this one's going. I think I'm going to give a slight edge to Memphis just because Alex Golish's name's going to come up in coaching hires, but I'm going to take Memphis in this one.
Memphis, 100%.
I agree. I think Memphis is going to win also.
I think Memphis is going to win.
I like it.
All right. Tough pick this week.
Tough pick.
Hugh Freeze's seat is hotter than the equipment in a La Costa kitchen right now.
Yeah, it is.
Arkansas playing with Bobby Petrino now as the interim head coach. The game is in Fayetteville. Auburn needs to win this game. Hugh Freeze knows it. The team knows it. I think Auburn's going to pull this one off on the road.
So, as an Auburn fan, I'm totally picking against them in this game. I have no confidence in them to win a game. And secondly, I hope as an Auburn fan they lose this game so we can get a coach in there. If they lose this game, there is no way they can keep this guy. I was a fan of Hugh Freeze. I was a defender of him. And then the last, I guess, 4 weeks I haven't been. It's bad when I knew when they kicked the field goal to go up 17-10, I knew the game was over. I knew they lost the game. Arkansas put up 42 points on a team that Auburn scored 10 on. I just want y'all to think about that. 42 points on a team Auburn scored 10 on. Auburn hasn't scored more than 20 points in an SEC game this year. The only team not to have done that. I think they're averaging like 12 points per game right now. Arkansas's offense is humming. Petrino's trying to coach up this team so he can get the head coaching full-time gig. I think he might have left some tricks up his sleeve so he could get Pittman fired. But that's a conversation for another day. Give me Arkansas to win and to cover. I don't particularly think this game will be very close in the second half because I think Arkansas's offense is way better than Auburn's, and Auburn's defense has played great game after great game after great game. Eventually, as you know as a head coach, if you got a great defense, they're eventually going to have a game to where stuff is not firing. Give me Arkansas, I would say 40-27.
Well, it's really hard to argue with that, but I have never in my life pulled against Auburn. I'm not going to pick against Auburn. I just think it's I can't do that. So I will say Auburn by 3.
Auburn, they ain't a bad team, and they've been competing with really good teams all year. And I'm going to give the win to Auburn.
I'm an Auburn fan, and I gotta always root for Auburn. So, Auburn.
There you go.
Well, Jacob wanted my opinion on this. I'm going to agree with everything Blake said except for one thing. And I think Coach will agree with me. Our defense has very much outshined our offense this year. But if you realize in the last 3 SEC games that we played, we've had the lead or been tied in the fourth quarter and allowed a huge drive down the field to give up the lead or the win late in the ballgame. And a lot of it has to do with the defense being tired. I understand that. But our defense has played well, and I'm giving props. But in the fourth quarter, the last 3 SEC games we played, they give up scores that have cost us victories, long drives.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, Bobby Petrino, he rides a motorcycle to the game, and Auburn wins.
All right. I mean, I would say that I agree with most of what Davis said, but – Auburn's defense is literally giving up less than 21 points a game. That means their defense is giving up less than 3 touchdowns per game, and they cannot win a single game that they've given up less 21 points. It's really sad when your coach is supposed to be an offensive-minded guy, but I'll leave it at that. But John Sumrall getting on the bandwagon now.
All right, Saturday morning I was actually able to sit down and actually watch and dissect a Vanderbilt football game. Outside of Alabama, who is all of a sudden one of the best teams out there, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, Vanderbilt's not bad either. I mean, yeah, their only loss right now is to Alabama. They have another tough test in Missouri Saturday. Missouri's a good football team. But the way that Vanderbilt's playing, it's kind of hard to pick against them. Give me Vanderbilt.
You know, I picked Vandy all season long other than the Alabama game. I think I even picked them against LSU. The thing that's making me not pick them right here, They play great. They're riding high after win over LSU. Missouri tries and tries to lose ball games, and they just can't do it. They tried to give the game away against Auburn. They were trying to keep it close with Kansas. They've had so many close wins this year and been trying to give the ball game away and can't do it.
And they were driving against Alabama.
Their rushing defense is pretty good. They have not. They played some decent running QBs, and they haven't given up a lot of yards. I believe in Eli Drinkwitz, and I think Missouri's got some momentum. I want Vanderbilt to win because I really do like Diego Pavi and Vanderbilt, but I think I'm going to pick Missouri in this game.
Well, I don't think I got but a couple right last week, but one of those was the Vanderbilt, you know, game. Pavi's no joke. He's the real deal. I mean, that kid is going to make it happen. He's going to play his heart out, and 100% I'm going with Vanderbilt.
I think Vanderbilt's going to win.
I think Alabama's going to win.
They're playing Missouri.
But it's okay. It's Missouri. A lot of people think that.
Well, I do have Alabama picked to win Saturday, so we'll go with that.
Yeah.
You're from Missouri?
Yeah.
Okay. It's probably a good pick, but everybody thinks Alabama's going to win.
All right, well,
we're going to fix that one of these days, David.
We need to roll that pick last because, you know, we're the last show to go. We got all the time, but continue.
Roll what pick last?
Alabama, South Carolina.
Oh, it's not even on here.
Yeah, I marked it out, but we'll put it back on.
All right, on the other side of that Vanderbilt game Saturday was the LSU Tigers. Brian Kelly finds ways, like you said with Missouri, they find ways to lose games. Brian Kelly cannot win a big game.
Mm-mm.
They have another one Saturday, but they're home. I believe it's a night game against Texas A&M. Texas A&M is still one of those top two or three teams in the SEC. Give me Texas A&M.
You know, if you were to have James Franklin before he got fired and you put him in a neutral field and Brian Kelly on a neutral field, if you wanted our savior to come back, he would come back during that game because neither one of them would want to win it. They'd be out there praying and doing everything they could to get Jesus to come back because neither one of them could win the game. All right. LSU is not the real deal. Man, their defense, great turnaround. Blake Baker, outstanding job this year. Offense, I mean, you keep saying this about these teams. Offense is bad. Auburn offense is bad. Oklahoma, the offense ain't good. You got all these good defense. Like college football has turned around from what it used to be. Give me Texas A&M, man. As much as I've hated on them over the years, they're the real deal this year. They might go all the way through the SEC schedule because their schedule is not very tough. They might go undefeated.
But Texas A&M is a good football program. They're doing I love their coach to death. I think he brings a lot to the table. And, you know, I've just never been like – I never have liked LSU. So I'm going to go Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is really good, and I think Texas A&M is going to beat them.
Texas A&M definitely going to win.
Houston travels to Arizona State. I don't know why you put that pick.
The reason I put this on here is this is a big game in the Big 12. You got 6-1 Houston coming in to 5-2 Arizona State. Arizona State is ranked in both teams with one conference loss. This is a playoff elimination game.
But I have watched them both, and I'm going to say Arizona State's going to beat Houston Saturday.
Arizona State, I have absolutely no belief in at all because they lost to Mississippi State, who is just not a good football team. I'm going to go with Houston. Willie Fritz is doing a great job down there. Only losses to Texas Tech this year. He has turned that program around quick and in a hurry. Give me Houston. They should already be ranked. All right, I'm sick of this SEC bias on the AP poll. We need to get LSU out of there, and we need to have Texas out of there. Houston needs to be ranked, okay? And Michigan, why are they ranked? I don't understand. Two losses, why are they ranked? Anyway, I digress.
Well, this shows you how unimportant the Big 12 is because you take 100 people in the state of Alabama, and you might have been the only one who knew they were playing. I mean, that's the thing about it. But let me see. I'm an SEC guy, Blake. I'm trying to tell you, that's why, you know, coaches coming in the SEC thinking they're going to change the world and they find out how hard it is week after week to carry on that just onslaught of tough games. But I'll go Houston. I will.
I think Houston is also going to win.
I think Houston's going to win.
The Golden Gophers of Minnesota travel to the pink locker room of Kinnick Stadium.
Look, I try to give everybody some love on this show. All right, Iowa's actually playing some good ball right now. Only one conference loss, and Minnesota only has one conference loss. Again, This is a playoff elimination.
Yeah, they're
game.
Both 5-1 mm-hmm. right now. I do watch Iowa because, you know, they're tied in new to me, you know. So Iowa's offense, when you can get the passing game going, they're hard to beat. So give me Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa's offense actually scored like 30 points the other day. Okay, that is pretty impressive. They haven't done that in probably 30 years. And so, I mean, you got Minnesota rolling in town. Minnesota, another team, if we're going to rank a two-loss team, we should have Minnesota ranked over Michigan. All right, you got them coming into town against Iowa. They're going to be riding high after that Nebraska win. Go ahead and give me Minnesota on this one. P.J. Fleck, row the boat. I went to the game where he beat Auburn before COVID, by the way.
Well, Coach Fleck is kind of like Coach Landry in this. He wears a tie. How can he pull against that guy, Minnesota?
Yep.
I think I was going to win.
Minnesota.
It's kind of hard to win when you have a pink locker room and bathroom.
Yep. Yep. A little feminine. Last pick here.
God.
Alabama travels to Columbia, South Carolina, not Missouri, to take on the Gamecocks. Shane Beamer needs to do a lot in order to keep his job, in my opinion, at South Carolina by year's end. He's not done a bad job, but he's lost games that he should have won. They're going to come into this game upset-minded. But like I said earlier, Alabama's the best thing going in college football right now. So, unfortunately, that's what I'm going to have to pick.
Alabama's top five football team right now. They got everything humming. The only teams I would rank ahead of them would probably be Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, and Texas A&M. That's why I say I have them at number five. And Miami.
Well, Miami got beat by Louisville Friday.
Yeah, but you lose by 3 points to a one loss Louisville team, and you had four turnovers. That's pretty impressive. That's kind of like when we lost to Winterboro by 7 points with the sloppy game we played. That just shows how good they are. So I would probably say Miami is a little better. So we'll put Alabama number six. You know, Big Ten, the top teams in the Big Ten are just really good. All right, but Alabama's rolling. Favorite rest of their games. They got a bye week coming up after this. Then they got LSU. This is a classic Kalen DeBoer wet the bed game. If you look back at his career, he has these games. I knew he wasn't going to lose to Vandy. I knew he wasn't. He's not going to lose to Oklahoma this year. I knew he wouldn't lose to Tennessee because for big games, this guy gets his teams up.
And he wears that black hoodie.
He wears his black hoodie. Black hoodie or not, I think they go into Columbia on Saturday. I don't think they're prepared, and I think that South Carolina desperate backs against the wall. That's the only way they can salvage somewhat of a season. I'm going to pick South Carolina on this one just because Kalen DeBoer has one of these games every single year. I'm picking this to be. He has one or two. He's already had his one. I'm going to pick this to be his second one.
Well, we're going to hope, Blake. But looking at football, I just got Alabama's going to win the game. They're a lot better. Football team, the program's better. They're hitting on all cylinders. I mean, got to give the devil his due, David. So I look for Alabama to win this and probably about at least three scores.
Bold.
Alabama has been very great after the loss the first game, and I'm going to go with Alabama.
Alabama's definitely going to win.
Well, they were going to get to come back next time. I'm just kidding. Y'all can catch us at 6:30 for pregame coverage Friday night as the Wolves host the Elwood Christian Eagles, followed by live game coverage at 7. It is senior night. Get out there and support the Wolves. But until then, go Wolves.